Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, let's go to one more of these videos. And again, I'm going to do a more detailed report later in the week. This is the overpopulation, the making of a myth. The reason I'm playing this, I had a more of your calls and Fritz Springmeier and some other important news, is they just keep hyping we're overpopulated. Well, not in the West. And I understand there's a globalist loathing, a self-loathing going on in the West. But literally, people will come up to you at parks and grocery stores here in trendy Austin, and they'll say, wow, you got too many kids. That's bad for the earth. And people, you're supposed to step and fetch. And I bought carbon credits from Al Gore, the fat slob. No, it's like, get out of my face, you little control freak. You're just mad that you chose not to have kids because you're so self-loathing. Get away from me. It's incredible. You know, you can fit everybody in the world and then have an acre or so into Texas. Certainly, there are some areas of the world where I would say things are overpopulated. But humans are like reef fish. We like to stay in congregations. That's why everything gets in compact areas. And there certainly are some toxic systems out there. But the globalists lecture us all day when they're in coming out with genetic engineering and cross-species splicing. I agree with John Lennon when he said overpopulation is a myth and a fraud, and it's planing out right now at 8.5 billion. We just hit 7 billion. It's setting all the actuaries to plane out at 8.5 billion. They've had those projections for 20 years, and they've shown to be very accurate because the globalists are reducing people. They should know. They're reducing the climb rate, and then the trajectory goes down. And then, of course, they're releasing genetically modified mosquitoes. I've got that in the New York Times. That's all coming up as well. But right now, I want to go to this video. Here is overpopulation, the making of a myth. Population 101, overpopulation, the making of a myth.
The myth of overpopulation originated in England in 1798 when a vicar named Thomas Malthus, who fancied himself something of a mathematician, saw that food production increased incrementally, but people reproduced exponentially. He sat down and did some simple math, and summarily decided that the world would be out of food by 1890. He blamed reduced mortality rates, and recommended killing off the have-nots of society, lest the haves starve to death. This cry was taken up by Paul Ehrlich of Stanford University in 1968, who claimed that reckless human reproduction had overwhelmed the earth. Massive famines would result, which would destroy, best-case scenario, one-fifth of humanity by the end of the 70s. And the planet would follow. This fear produced large donations for the newly created UNFPA, which thrives on an imagined crisis that has been both imminent and rescheduled again and again over the past two centuries. The truth of the matter is that every family on this planet could have a house, with a yard, and all live together on a landmass the size of Texas, which is really just a small corner of the planet. The population of Earth will peak in 30 years, and then start to go back down. We're not overpopulated. Do the math.
And by the way, that is the facts. 2025 or so, it peaks and begins to fall. And then the big troubles happen, because who's going to take care of this giant aging population? The answer is explore space. The answer is build ocean cities, which they have the technology for. The answer is come out with cleaner technologies. But the globalists want to self-manifest this. That's what this whole carbon tax is a forced post-industrial world. That's what ethanol is, starving tens of millions a year conservatively, killing an extra 10 million people a year now. It's gone from 15 million a year starving to death to over 25 million. This is what's happening. This is what's going on. This is the shutdown of society. Because the elites for hundreds of years since Malthus have believed in this and liked the idea that they're superior. Royalty's always thought that, no matter what culture or group. So that's why when eugenics came out, through Galton, out of Malthus, and then Darwin and others, this is their worldview. That's why they do all of this. And they've set up the whole world according to this system, and it just continues, and it's now the stealth system running our planet. It's where Hitler came from.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, there's a lot of disinformation out there about him. I've met him in person several times and found him to be a very genteel, nice person. I didn't get any bad vibes from him. And I know that that's always the real signal. And I've been selling his book now for many years, Bloodlines of the Illuminati, Fritz Springmeier. One of the only places you can actually get it is at InfoWars.com. And when I first read this a decade ago or so, I'm going to be frank with you. I'd met Fritz when he was here in Austin on local TV, about the station, and met him at another conference event once. And I believed he believed a lot of it, but I, even though I snuck into Bohemian Grove and things, and I first met him right after I snuck in there, I still had trouble believing it. Since then, so much. He was the first guy I heard talking about the royal family of England not really being German, but being from Transylvania, and then, really being Arabic and all this stuff, Sephardic, and then now that's on national news now. So just a lot of really wild, wild stuff. And then over the years, so much of it, no matter how wild, has turned out to be true. Now, imagine Fritz. He had, I don't know how many books out everywhere he went, selling tons of them. I know we were selling a lot. I happen to know the publisher. I knew they were selling them. You know, he would have no reason to bomb a porno store or whatever and then rob a bank. And I remember him saying, they're breaking in my house. They're trying to set me up. I remember seeing it in the news. They'd been raiding him and stuff. And then, boom, they grabbed him, put him in jail. Now, remember, the government has a 98% conviction rate with the feds. And he's on probation. He's been in jail for many years. He's lost a lot of weight. I just saw him on Skype a minute ago. He looks better than he did just a few weeks ago. In the one video I've seen of a little presentation he did, he'll be back again. But we got to be careful how much he gets into today. But he's agreed. What he wants to talk about is who he really is versus the lies of places like Wikipedia and what happened to him, you know, what he can say about prison, and where he sees the world, what, 7-8 years after being incarcerated. But they can do this to anybody. They could plant drugs on yours truly, or put horrible things on my computer, or, God forbid, kill my family and say I did it. I mean, this is the kind of stuff the globalists have been caught doing. Operation Northwoods talks about how to frame Americans for bombings that the Pentagon carries out. And frame-ups are legend. Now with DNA, we know about a third of people on death row are innocent. And we learn, there was a case in Texas a few weeks ago where the prosecutor for 20 years knew the person was innocent and knew who did it, but didn't care. It was about their career. They'll even put people with no criminal record like Fritz in jail. You know, usually they like to set somebody up who's already got a record, like people believe it. Very, very frightening. And so Fritz Springmeier joins us via video Skype. Fritz, for people that don't know who you are, you know, a lot of people that have been into the conspiracy, into reality, they, of course, know who you are. Over the years, I've said, you know, they said, where's Fritz Springmeier? Where's Fritz Springmeier? Where's Fritz Springmeier? There, why don't you get his wife on? We've tried, as you know, many times to get her on. She obviously couldn't because she didn't want him to do stuff to you in jail. Now you've been out a while, but obviously, you know, even Freya Ricky Ross, who started speaking out against government drug dealing, now they're trying to throw him back in jail. So well, I want you to be very careful here today. We appreciate you giving us the first big interview that I know of. Correct me if I'm wrong. Good to have you here, Fritz. Tell us who you are, a brief snapshot of your life. You know, I know they said you weren't a West Point graduate. I actually went and looked it up in their rolls. There's your photo. There you are. But the point is, they've really attacked you. You hit some things that really scared them. Was it the Transylvanian bloodline? Is it the satanic rituals? I mean, why did they come? Well, get into who you are, what happened in prison, why they came after you, you think, and now what you see in the world.
Wow, that's a lot of questions. Okay, let's see what we can do with them. First, who am I? For myself, the image I have is that someone who's trying to model Christ. He's my role model, and that's all that really matters about my life is that I be Christ-like. All the labels that the system tries to slow the system is labeling people right now, and their computer programs carry these labels. Like, for instance, 2/3 of the blacks in major cities are labeled as affiliates of gangs or gang members, you know. And so there's all kinds of labels that have been slapped on me, but the only label that I would want to be identified with is somebody who's trying to follow Christ. My life's been unusual. My father had the goal of helping save the world. He was an agricultural expert, and he went around the world living in many, many third world countries and trying to help them become self-sufficient. He made a career out of that. And he passed on the concept of trying to save the world to me. He said, you know, he said that if you're going to live life, when you leave it, leave the world a better place than what you found it. You know, sort of like that Boy Scout thing is when you go camping, leave the site better than what you found it. And I think I have honestly tried to do that and accomplish that to some degree. Why were they ticked off at me? I think it was a combination of a whole bunch of things that I did, but one of the things that they were really sensitive about was the mind control, the trauma-based mind control. You'll notice that I put out 3 books on it with about 40 pages of the actual codes that they use on the slaves. And once you have read those books and you're familiar with the codes, you can sit there and watch television and see them manipulating these total mind-controlled slaves left and right all around us. And people are constantly telling me that, you know, after they got in touch with my information, now they realize what's going on around them.
How to create a totally undetectable mind control slave, which now they admit everything on TV is layers of programming depending on how programmed you are, and just someone watching TV since they were a small child, they are under a form of mind control, and actually scientifically even BBC admits in a lower brainwave function than we were just 50 years ago, the public in general is in a trance.
Yes, people sit in front of their televisions in a trance. In a sense, they're almost worshiping that altar there, their television altar. So true, what you just said. And, of course, your listeners have heard a lot of this. So, you know, I'm not telling them probably anything that they're not already familiar with.
But you were a trailblazer. How did you discover all that? So that made him really angry at you.
Yes, I kind of bumped into the whole thing. I view myself as a historian, not as a conspiracy theorist. And I was doing a massive amount of research into the elite, you know, because we are now a government of the power elite, by the power elite, and for the power elite. And I was researching them to expose them, and I had the privilege of meeting four people that had been teamed up in the Illuminati to be a four-person team that were trying to get out. And they pointed me in the right direction on a lot of things. I had to do most of the research myself, but because they pointed me in the right direction, it really helped me. And then that's how I got into the mind control.
By the way, just a segue, I ran into a famous person a few weeks ago and had dinner with them, and they point blank told me about Illuminati rituals and Hellfire Club and stuff, but then said, I'm not going to talk about that on your show, maybe sometime. So the point is, we know these things existed and do exist, but I mean, you're sitting there having dinner with a well-known famous person, and they're just point blank telling you all about it. It's just incredible. And to find out that most of the people that are part of Oxford in any of the elite clubs are actually taken to the caves, engage in rituals. I mean, it's just so widespread. You know, when I grew up in Dallas, people tried to recruit me into, and I'm talking about with wealthy people, into occultic stuff. This stuff is rampant.
Yes, it is. It's everywhere. And once you can, once you're familiar with what it looks like and smells like, you see it everywhere. I've become almost numb to it. I walk around and I see it all around me, and it doesn't even register hardly with me that what's going on, because I've just seen it for so many years and been able to recognize it for what it is.
Incredible. Okay, we're going to break in a moment, but this is just amazing. Continue in just 1 minute before we get back into what are some of the other things they got mad at you for and then clearly set you up. I want to talk about some of how you were set up. It's just incredible.
Well, you know, when I started working with these four people, I was trying to help them leave. And when you're in the Illuminati, you don't leave. It's like being in an intelligence agent. When you enter, like, you know, if you entered the GRU, the KGB or whatever, they told you, you know, you don't leave our organization. Well, you don't leave the Illuminati. And that was what I was trying to help quite a few people do. And to the extent of actually giving away addresses and names and everything of people that were in the lives of the people I was trying to rescue. I exposed an entire Illuminati community in Bend, Oregon, and they all moved out. they sold their houses and moved out to different locations.
So you were like Van Helsing. Stay there, Fritz. You were like Van Helsing exposing them these psychic vampires, so they wanted to punish you and put you under the jail. Let's come back and talk about this on the other side with Fritz Springmeier, author of Bloodlines of the Illuminati. Stay with us.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Thursday, I'm broadcasting live for 27 hours total from 11 a.m. until the end of my show the next day. I might have Aaron do the last hour or something in the official show, but Aaron Dykes. I want to invite Fritz back for an hour. We've got so many guests from George Norrie to David Icke to you name it joining us that day. It's just going to be amazing. It'll all be free, by the way, not just the audio streams, but the parts not carried by XM, AM, FM, shortwave satellite, and things like that, you're going to be able to see free And I think the beta test, we're going to have it free on Justin TV, free stream from PrismPlanet.tv, and a couple different systems embedded at InfoWars.com and at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, so people can watch the entire 27-hour extravaganza where we try to get the rest of the funding for a couple more crew members, reporters, more equipment, and the fiber optic systems we need to get the show delivered to TV systems. Okay, going back to Fritz Springmeier with us for the rest of the hour, maybe a little bit in the next, joining us via video Skype. Fritz, you were getting to the point of running these guys out of the community. And I remember you were doing it. The cops were raiding your house, quote, for marijuana, finding nothing, then saying on the news, we found extremist material. Well, of course, you were always in your talks showing different groups and how they controlled them. And, you know, you're a researcher. So, I mean, they could come to my house and find Mein Kampf and say he had a Hitler book. I mean, you know, they could go to a Jewish rabbi's house and find that and say he's a Nazi, I guess. So you were warning people. You said they're getting ready to set me up. Why on earth would you then go rob a bank? And then they used all these disreputable people to do this to you. Briefly, tell folks about how you were set up.
They bribed three real criminals. When I was initially indicted and brought before a federal judge, Judge Brown, she honestly said, and she told this straight to the DA, she said, I'm going to release this man until trial because there is absolutely no evidence against him, and there never was. And the judge kept saying, the judge that presided over my trial, he kept saying like it was some kind of a mantra. He said, he kept telling everybody in the courtroom, circumstantial evidence can be used to prove anything. Well, circumstantial evidence is like I went to the mall and I saw Santa Claus. I saw him on television. I saw a book about him. Therefore, Santa Claus exists, you know. So using Brian's
testimony. Or I say I went to Scotland. Or I say I went to Scotland and I saw the Loch Ness Monster with no proof.
Exactly. And that's what they hung me with. Absolutely no evidence, with bribe testimony that didn't even mean anything. And it's pretty startling. But today, juries are going to be looking at what the DA is doing, and they're going to – obviously, my jury, if it was sincerely looking at the issues, must have said, well, why is the government going to all this trouble if he's not guilty? You know, because if they looked at the at what was actually presented in the courtroom, there was nothing really presented. Now, like,
and by the way, I looked into your case. When I called, when this was all starting, you weren't there, but your wife was. And it was like, oh, he's not worried. This is all just another attempted setup, because you knew it was ridiculous and you knew the first judge had laughed it out. But they didn't care, because a lot of these juries now, they fixate on groveling to the power structure and they enjoy putting innocent people in jail. I'm telling you, they're sickos.
Yeah. Well, and then I have to wonder if it was really a sincere jury. It certainly wasn't a jury of my peers. The type of people that were in the – when we did voir dire, the type of people that were available to choose from were definitely people that were pro-establishment. And to give you just one example of many, one guy had been a lifetime submariner. Now, if you live on a submarine your entire life, you're going to be someone who follows commands, believes in the system, blah, blah, blah. You didn't see people that were coming out of the ghetto. You didn't see any the entire group of people that were there to were white. There was no minorities in the jury pool to pick from. Personally, I would have rather had some minorities that had a little distrust of the government. Yeah, your question about prisons was good, and let's maybe address that for a little bit, because a lot of your listeners may eventually during their life face something like that, because we're coming into some really difficult times. When I was a teenager...
Well, Chris, I'm sorry. That was a short segment. You'll have a long segment, uninterrupted, straight ahead. We'll start at that point when we come back. You're 7-8 years behind the gulag wire, and I see you've lost a lot of weight, but your spirit's still there on the other side. Political prisoner, Fritz Springmeier. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Fritz Springmeier here in just a minute, and I haven't asked him yet, but we're going to probably get him set up for Thursday as well during the 27-hour live. I say 27 because it's not really 24. When my show starts over at 11 a.m. Friday, I'll then do that show as well. So just an amazing guest, multiple guests, every hour or so. Some guests like Salente will be more than an hour. It's going to be power-packed. The fourth annual 2011 Money Bomb. So check that out at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. You start donating now if you want. We normally raise about $100,000 by the time it kicks off. $500,000 is our goals. We can hire a couple more IT people, get some other sites launched. We want to get launched a couple new reporters and a bunch of equipment we've got to get. Just a lot of things like that. And that's why we built this organization. And it takes a lot of devalued dollars to get the job done. So InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, and also when you buy books and videos and tapes and things like Bloodlines, the Illuminati, you not only support our operation at the online bookstore, but you support the writers and researchers like Fritz Springmeier, political prisoner. Also, because they're in here telling me to plug this, I think Cade actually designed this, one of our graphics people. I love it. It says, ideas are bulletproof, we the people. And then it's got Article 1 inside the seal to the First Amendment. Ideas are bulletproof, we the people. People say, what does that mean? Well, the First Amendment. And on the back, Infowars.com. A really original designer T-shirt available at Infowars.com. And we couldn't have done any of this without all of you out there supporting the transmission. Also, in closing, with the plug here, don't forget, because the guys were asking, will we do this forever? And I doubt it. I think it's going to be a seasonal thing because we have another special we like to run where you sign up for a year, you can get 5.5 months free. It basically comes out to get almost half a year free when you sign up for that thing we always do around Christmas. But right now we're running a 15-day free trial. 15-day free trial. I think it'll probably, I haven't decided yet, but it's going to run at least into part of November. 15-day free trial, PrisonPlanet.tv, The Nightly News, all my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, the high-quality commercial-free podcast, all of our stuff going back almost 9 years, PrisonPlanet.tv, $5.95 a month. But right now it's free, PrisonPlanet.tv, so easy to sign up there. Now, going back to political prisoner Fritz Springmeier, you were talking about, hey, I've been on the other side, was it 7 or 8 years? And you need to know what it's like because a lot of you are probably going to be going there as well. We have the biggest prison population in the world. They're setting up a martial law internal checkpoint grid with federal goon forces. They're training neighbors to spy on each other. Jumbotron saying, don't trust your neighbor. It's like a dystopic film, sci-fi horror movie. 1984 meets Stephen King's The Running Man, meets Brave New World, meets The Island of Dr. Maru. So please continue, Fritz Springmeier.
Yes, pulling together several of your questions, it would be appropriate to talk about prison. One of the benefits, one of the good things that my father had taught me was to think for myself. And so as a teenager, I knew that at some point I was going to bump into the system. There was a little plaque I put up on my door. It said, when freedom fails, good men rot in filthy jails. And I told my sister, I said, because I think for myself and I'm willing to do things about what I see, at some point I'm going to end up in prison. I knew that I was just going to bump heads with this established system at some point in my life, and eventually it happened. Wisdom is knowing what to do. Skill is knowing how to do it. And virtue is actually doing it. And some of your listeners out there are actually going to have the virtue of getting out there and doing things. And when they do, you know, when freedom fails, the best men rot in filthy jails. That's where a lot of them eventually will end up. So what happens when you go to prison or jail? Well, two things. One is you're going to suffer loss. And the other one is you're going to wait. And you'll be lucky if you don't lose everything. And how long you wait, you don't know, because generally when you first get incarcerated, they don't tell you how long you're going to be in there and you haven't been sentenced. So as far as you know, you could be in there the rest of your life or die in there. So even a week in a jail can seem like a very long time. So that's what I would forewarn people about, because a lot of people, when they get into jail, they start stressing that they're losing stuff, and they start stressing that they don't know how much time they're going to be incarcerated. Let it go. You know, it is what it is, and make the best of it and accept it. The best thing that can happen to get you through the time is to accept the reality that you've been incarcerated and start making the best of it. If you mentally fight the thing, you just go through paroxysms of torture. Accept what's happened and then move on in life and make the best of it. And that's what we have to do. We have to take the good with the bad and make the best of it, like you've been trying to do with your show, you know. I really love a lot of the things that you've done. I like your T-shirts that you're advertising, because I think part of the solution is we've got to laugh. You know, I mean, you've got tyranny, you know, legalized freedom T-shirt, you know, that's humorous. That's part of the answer, you know. I hope your listeners out there buy these kind of things and walk around and, you know, get some chuckles.
Well, I think what you're getting at here is don't let it crush your spirit and use it as a learning experience and feel sorry for the people that are in there feeding you GMO and soy-based food and enjoying your pain because they are hurting themselves, hurting their soul, literally tying heavy weights and chains around themselves in God's eyes and really weighting themselves down for the drop into Hades. But it's one thing to imagine it. You have lived through it, Fritz. You lost a lot of weight. Why is that?
Well, halfway through my bit, I started exercising, and it was intentional to lose the weight. I'm healthier. I've been exercising for the last 5 years on a regular basis. So I'm actually healthier than when I went in. That's one of the advantages. I took the time that I had to do and, I used it for good. While I was in there, I spent 5 years teaching GED. I got high school GED diplomas for a lot of the guys. I was using my time productively. And that's one of the things that I want to encourage people to do is, you know, we've just got to take the cards that we've been dealt and do the best we can with them. And, of course, they're trying to deal us the worst cards that they can. But, hey, it's not over until the fat lady in God's choir sings, you know?
Well said. So, no, please continue.
Well, I think you and some of the other people out there that are doing what you're doing are examples of what needs to be done. And that is, you know, you're trying to make people self-sufficient, get people to think for themselves, get people to quit being a sheeple and think for themselves. And if we can win the hearts of the people, their minds and bodies will follow along.
Do you forgive the people that lied about you and persecuted you and put you in jail for how many years was it, Fritz?
Well, I was given a 111-month sentence, and I did 8 years actual time. And then about a year ago, I was released. I was out for 3 months, and then for no reason, at least they never gave me any specific reason, they just rearrested me and held me on a marshal's hold under investigation for another 2.5 months and never charged me with anything. Like I say, never gave me a specific reason as to why they put me back into prison. And then they released me towards the end of March. So now I've been out for, approximately 7 months this last time.
And we've been contacting you, trying to get you on. You said, I'm not ready yet. Why did you email us last week and say you were ready now?
It's been a year, and I feel more comfortable. It was like maybe making the analogy, I wanted to sail the boat a little ways before I started rocking the boat.
Exactly. You wanted to get the feel of the boat first.
Yes.
All right, let me read some quotes here. I think it was Johann Goethe that said it. It's got two quotes there and his name under it. And it's at a university, but we're checking it. Correct us if we're wrong. He said both, none are more hopelessly enslaved than those who falsely believe that they are free. That's a take off the Bible of, you know, has eyes but still cannot see. Here's another one. No one escapes when freedom fails. The best men rot in filthy jails. And those that cried appease, appease are hanged by those they tried to please. So the point is you also get put in prison fighting tyranny. But if you don't fight tyranny, they actually kill you.
Yes. One of my favorite quotes is Sam Adams said, if you love wealth better than liberty, crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you, and may posterity forget that you were our countrymen. Yeah, that last part, may posterity forget that you are our countrymen. That
crouch really, down and lick the hand that feeds you.
Yeah. That tickles my funny bone there.
Wow, Fritz, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. You seem kind of tired a little bit in the one video I've seen where you gave a speech to a small group of people. But now you seem even more energized than when the few times I met you and watched you a decade ago. You seem to have actually been made stronger by this persecution.
Yes, I have been. I've, like I say, I used the time productively and worked on myself. One of the things that happened during the 1990s, which people really can't appreciate, but I gave so much of myself. I opened my house up to victims of Illuminati mind control. I had people coming in from around the world trying to get deprogrammed. I was doing research round the clock. I was writing. I was traveling. I was sleeping very little, and I was donating my life to everybody else. And when I went to prison, I finally got some time to work on myself. And so it was like a vacation. I could work on myself, get my health back, do exercise, all the things that I had neglected while I was trying to help everyone else.
So no weapon formed against you will prosper.
That's right, brother.
All right, continuing here. And by the way, folks, I've looked at the case. 100% set up. I mean, that shows you how criminal this government is. And people ask, well, then why am I still on air? Well, I've been physically attacked. I've been demonized seven ways to Sunday. National TV, grassroots, you name it, total COINTELPRO. I've been threatened. And I just put it in God's hands. That's A, your prayers, B. But C, I'm so high profile, from their view, they don't want to highlight everything I've said, put 1,000 exclamation points behind it. But I'm not stupid. I know that if God wasn't there protecting me, I would already be dead. But it's kind of like the sports analogy. They tell you, go 110% every play in football, or you've got a much better chance of getting hurt. It's when you don't go 100% or 110%, you get hurt every time. And my view is, look, I'm in, point of no return. It's actually a good feeling. Commit to it. Whatever happens, you know what? I tried to be the best person I could, and that's why I'm still alive and still here. And it's a fight between good and evil. There's a lot of good people in government who are compartmentalized, and some of us have got to put our nails on the chalkboard to wake them up. Because as Mark Twain said in the beginning, a patriot's a scarce man, hated and feared and scorned and brave. But in time when the cause succeeds, the timid join in, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. We've got to hit that barbed wire. Fritz, I want your perspective on this and the time we have and a few other issues. We'll have you back soon while you're here. But why do you think I'm still alive and still around? Because I 100% know I'm for real. I 100% know we're bearing good fruits overall. I'm not perfect. I look back sometimes in horror at what I've done. Why do you think I'm still around?
They don't think that we're going to make that big of a difference. I used to ask myself why they made attempts on my life, but you know, when I blame God for having rescued me through those attempts, but then why didn't they continue to persist? I think because they, on the one hand, they're like, okay, let these people do what they want. And I'll be frank here, you know, when people come online and go to your site, they're identifying themselves to the New World Order, that they're opposed to the New World Order, you know. So they've been tagged. They've identified themselves.
I agree. They're using it as a gauge. And so that's why I say, good, put my name on the list, the top of the list. You know, this is about us coming out in the light and saying, so what if vampires put me on a list? We're putting you guys on list. We've got to get past their intimidation.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. They're so prideful, and they view that their power as being almost godlike, absolute, that they really question whether we can do anything, and in their eyes, we do them, you know, by identifying who's against them, we help them out. And they think that they can squash us like bugs whenever they absolutely need to.
I have noticed that's the one big weakness of the Illuminati, is they are insanely arrogant on power trips, almost to the point of being kind of mentally retarded. I mean, they really are pathetic because I see how the system destroys its own people. I've seen, just from my own dead reckoning, that statistically it's more dangerous to serve them than to fight them. Have you noticed that anomaly?
Oh, that your words are 100% correct. That's why these people wanted out of the Illuminati. It's not a fun place. You might think, well, you know, because I've bumped into some people that have told me, Fritz, I'm watching this thing from the sidelines, and I want to be on the winning team, and it looks like the Illuminati is going to be the winning team, so that's who I'm going to go with. No. They don't realize the pain and what you give up to be on that side.
Exactly. It's such a scam. Stay there. Let's talk about that. I mean, you don't make a deal with the devil, folks, even if you think you got a deal. It's not a deal.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know. How do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride. With sword and pistol by my side. A young maid lost her.
We're in a little bit of overdrive with Fritz Springmeier, and I hope he doesn't get thrown in the clink for this interview. There's certain subjects he's been told not to get into. Boy, you don't get your free speech back when you get out of prison. Isn't that funny? And they certainly have set him up. I want to get to your calls, too, folks, and I've got other news I haven't gotten to. I've got so many little subjects I want to bring up with Fritz, and I almost don't want to stop the show, but I've got to go do the nightly news as well because I want to get to everything. I might just do some extended overdrive here. We've got to talk to Fritz during the break, but I've also got to get ready for the Money Bomb 27-hour broadcast. Fritz has agreed to be on with us at 11 o'clock his time, Pacific, on Thursday. And, of course, I'll be live then. So that'll be 1 o'clock in the morning our time. And then, of course, all this will be archived at PrisonPlanet.tv and also put on the YouTube channel. But we're going to have free boxes of different systems to watch it on PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to have a Justin TV channel and others. And, wow, we got 3 million people to watch Aaron when he was at Bilderberg covering it just on our Justin TV. 3.2 million in a three-day period watch that channel. So this is going to be big. Get the word out of the Money Bomb transmission. I'm going to try to tomorrow have the live Money Bomb page already up at Infowars.com that'll have all the different players and things. So you can get that link out to everybody for this historic transmission. Now, going back to Fritz here, political prisoner, author of Bloodlines, the Illuminati, available at Infowars.com. Before Fritz leaves us, we'll also get an address if folks want to get the book directly from him and his family. But, Fritz, this is a short segment, as you know, one more little short one, and we'll probably end it there. But I almost don't want to because we got you now, and I've been wanting to talk to you for 8 years. You were bringing up the fact of this isn't even a deal at all. People think they have a choice. Join the quote, winning New World Order and get some temporary money or whatever, or join good and be persecuted. I've actually studying this. You're a lot better off joining good. There's this illusion. You have to have the courage to first do it. You'll get attacked up front. But when you almost, like you've done, you've learned the secret. And that's what I've learned. And I hate to even say this because it feels sick, but it's not. I was never sadomasochistic, and I don't mean like I like being hit and stuff. I don't. But when I get persecuted and lied about, it's like somehow God in my brain turns it around and makes it almost enjoyable, even though it's hurting very badly. What do you think that phenomenon is? And if you, it sounds like you've experienced that as well, Fritz.
Well, when you know you're right, you know you're right. And if everybody else wants to be a lemming and run off the cliff, so that's their problem. You know what you're doing, and you have when we go through our day-to-day life, if we just have a 9-to-5 job where we just sell our soul to the system and we're dead inside, you know, versus someone like you, you know what you're doing. You know what you're doing is right. You have a joy, and that joy brings life to you. You know, anybody who watches you can see that you have a lot of life, and versus somebody who's physically alive, but their soul's been killed. And you can't replace that, you know. You're not going to throw away what you have to be a dead person that's just like a zombie walking through their little system. That's what I would describe.
Fritz, that's it. Listen, I am so fulfilled with this knowledge, and it's not even fear anymore. That people say they're unfulfilled. Do you ever experience it where you're so fulfilled with understanding and things that it's almost like it's so good you can't stand it? The joy.
Sure. Stay there.
Got a break. I want to get your. Oh, this is incredible. Unbelievable.
Thank you for listening to GCN.